Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadio. Sorry for the brief pause. It's a little bit of starting a few seconds late. Oh, my goodness. So much is happening. So let me start with my chant, and we'll go from there. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. I bow. We all bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is all around us, but mostly it's within us. We have it. We are connected to the divine, amazing beauty, the divine, the divinity. We have it within us.
I notice as time goes on, I just feel less and less doubt about that, which is really a nice feeling, because it's been a lot of years of doubt and healing, letting stuff go, getting into the knowingness of who I am. And my journey has been intense and beautiful and really hard at times and despairing. But, you know, I'm sure most of you, all of you, can relate to that. Anyway, it's fabulous. It feels really good to be on this side of it. And I actually really know that I'm on this side of it. I mean, you know, sure, I'll have moments, but they seem to lift so quickly now, which is a
feeling. And there's been a lot going on with my husband and I, and wasn't able to do a show last week. So just we're kind of laughing in the midst of 2 weeks. We've just had so many changes. I believe I was able to share that we found out our rent is going up over 20% at the first of the year. And so that kind of sent us into a little bit of a shockwave, and what are we going to do? Because we've really created our really sweet life here, which, of course, we know we can do that anywhere. We're really good at that. And you know, we didn't really want to leave Portland. We love Portland. We've been really enjoying, you know, we have a lot of nice friends. There's fun dancing. We ride our bikes everywhere. Our daughter lives here. But we just got really clear that we're supposed to move to Dallas, which is a little smaller town about an hour and a half south of us. And so, of course, me and my can-do kind of way, I immediately jumped into looking for rentals and, you know, what's available and all that kind of stuff. And so, and then in the meantime, our very dear friend, we call her our best friend, and she's really like, we've adopted her as family also, because she has no family. She offered to buy a house and rent it to us for basically her costs. And so at first we just kind of, we don't think we want to do that. We don't want to, you know, have any problems with our friendship. And then she came back a few days later and talked to Jim and just really, really, really wanted us to know that she wanted to do that. And so that has been going on for only about a week, or a little over a week, I guess, week and a half. And oh my gosh, that's been so interesting. And so really kind of up, down, all around. And so the fun kind of part of the fun story of it is,
I've been telling Jim, this is before we knew we were going to move, I've been telling Jim that I thought it would be really sweet to move back into a little cottage, or that I missed our little cottage we lived in Salem. And he agreed, because we loved our little house, our little 800 square foot, sweet little old, you know, 1917 house. So anyway, then we found out we're going to move, and I said, oh, wouldn't it be nice to move into a cottage? Now, knowing full well in Corvallis that those are not there's not very many of them. And we wanted to live in South Corvallis, where really mostly it's a lot of ranch houses and pretty same kind of houses. So anyway, when we found out Wendy wanted to buy a house, I do a search under a certain amount of money, and the first thing that pops up is this little cottage. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, look at this. And so anyway, without going into every single detail, we were going to go view it, and then that didn't work with Wendy's schedule, and then I kind of had to like regroup, and because you know you're working with someone else's energy also about how they do things, so having to you know kind of regroup on that, and then we all went to look, and when we were going to go look at some houses, it appeared as though the little cottage had been sold. And so then, anyway, we drove by and we saw there was a for sale by owner. So I called the guy and blah, blah, blah. And so we viewed the house. It turns out it's somebody we kind of know through our dancing community. We don't really know him, but he was certainly familiar. And we loved the house. It was like so our kind of house. And so Wendy made an offer, and that's been a whole bunch of back and forth, really interesting stuff. So anyways, with all that said, and the point, I suppose, and the angels are telling me, yes, you do have a point here. they're saying, and I'm totally getting, that it's all a perfect process, you know, that there's all reasons. I know that I was doing some little bit of clearing with some old issues, and so that was good, because I got to a real place of peace a couple of days ago with the whole thing, kind of like, okay, whatever happens, you know. My brain tends to go down the path of, oh, I'm going to put the chair here and the couch there and the blah, blah, blah. And so I'll say something to Jim about it. And he's like, now remember, it might not work out. I don't want you to have the big crash if it doesn't work out. So anyway, as of last night, we found out that the offer was accepted. So they just still, you know, have to do an inspection, and we'll see how that goes. We are leaving this afternoon on the train to go to Iowa, and we're going to be gone for at least 2 weeks taking care of Jim's mom and dad. And that has its own challenges, but also it's super sweet time. We had spent 3 months taking care of them 4 years ago, and really had, it was very intense, but a lovely bonding time. And so their health is better, but Jim's mother has had a small stroke and has some issues. And they're 95 and 96, so, you know, they're amazing people, very sharp and alert. So, so much going on, and but just feeling really peaceful in the midst of all of it. And a real knowingness that it's just unfolding as it's meant to unfold, you know. I mean, Jim and I were talking about the house thing this morning, and it's like, you know, if it turns out there's a bunch of crazy issues with that house and we don't buy it, then, oh, well, we don't want to get into, you know, a house that's going to need a bunch of money and work and stuff. And it's built in 1942, so it's a little older. But the guy totally redid it, totally updated. I mean, it's all new carpets, new paint, all new appliances in the bathroom, all new appliances in the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. It's a pretty fun and sweet little house, unique, and has fun little quirky things that we like. So, okay, the angels are saying they want to chime in. Ah, so this is not just an individual process that Elizabeth is going through. This is indicative of other processes that other people go through. And so it's a matter of finding the joy in it. Where's the joy in the whole thing? Finding the peacefulness in it. And, you know, acknowledging that you might feel some agitation, but just loving on that agitation and just saying, okay, I honor that, and it's going to be okay. I've been doing a lot of chanting in the last couple of weeks. It helps soothe my brain, and the angels are saying I could do one of those, and I'll do one in a sec. It's they're saying that it's just really a kind of a crazy world out there right now, and we don't have to buy into the fear. Hold on to your love space. Hold on to your joy space. Even if there are hugely appearing tragic events out there, be in your love space. Just because there's tragedy out there doesn't mean you have to let go of your joy. And they're saying this is really critical. Sometimes as humans, we get into this whole feeling like, oh, no, now I can't be joyful because there's so much tragedy and horribleness, you know. That's not the way to go. You really remember, cultivate your joy. Your joy is what heals. Your joy heals yourself, and you share that joy. I mean, you can have tears in your eyes and be joyful. A cool thing we did, we went dancing last night, and oh my God, I was just so in my joy space and having so much fun and laughing and being silly. And I got people laughing, and they were getting silly too. And it, what a just sheer pleasure that was. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. I had so much fun. And so it's really allowing yourself, encouraging yourself, get into your joy space. You don't have to buy into the fear. You don't have to buy into the tragedy. There are reasons that we cannot even begin to understand. But one of the things that is happening with all this is that it's an opportunity for the world to totally open their hearts and have this heart connection, this love feeling, and roll with that and then get in your joy space. So they're really being adamant about this. Okay, so they're wanting me to share the chant that I've been doing, and it's the one I call for non-attachment, neutral mind. And this is one that just has helped me over the years. I've been doing it for 35 whatever years, and the lady just told me about it. I have about a minute and a half. So anyway, I'm going to do the chant for neutral mind, non-attachment. Asankanav asankatav agam agam asankalo asankatahe siddhabhara hoy akri nam akri sala akri gyana gitubunaga akri litana bolana ban akara sirasan joga vekan jine lishpe tisirnai jifurmai tiftifai jeta kita teta now vinanave nahi kotao Kudurata kavan kaha vichar, varyana java ekavar, jotu dhabhave saibalikar, tu sadasala mata nirankar. So, non-attachment, neutral mind. It just helps me, it's been helping me stay sane for a lot of years. And anyway, you know, we all have our different ways of feeling joy, finding our joy, and living in that peaceful state. So think about what works for you and go there. Share your love. Shine your light. We've all got it, and we just have to know, trust it, believe in it, believe in yourself. Anyway, enough with the platitudes, right? You all have a fabulous day, and I'll be back with you next week. Much love.